Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God who is love. Praise God who is love. Praise God who is love. Father, thank you for allowing me to connect with my listening audience. Thank you that as I pray and speak, I am not interrupted by any satanic or demonic force. Holy Spirit, have your way with my thoughts. And thank you for speaking through my vocal cords and thinking through my mind. Let it be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, and welcome to this segment of Continuous Prayer is Our Seal. I am Reverend Diane Hobson, your host and senior pastor of Global Exchange Christian Church, as well as the president of Global Exchange Christian University. If you have your nine, please see that Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Remember, we are in the New Testament. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, and then Romans. We're going to look at Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. We will immediately go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and our final opening scripture is Matthew 6, 33. Romans 10, verse 9 reads that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Matthew 6:33 reads, Book of Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. And I always like reading this one twice. Matthew 6:33. But seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Today, we're going to do this, a Saturday segment, and we're going to start with a health and business tip. The health tip, we would like to just say to you that if you are not drinking enough water, we would like to share with you the amount of water that you should be drinking. Because if you are not consuming enough water, that simply means you could be creating other health issues inside of your body, and you really don't want to do that if it's all possible. The experts say that you are to divide your weight by two, and that's how many ounces of water you should be consuming on a daily basis. So you should drink the amount of water, the ounces, based on the number that you come up with after you divide your weight by two. So say, for instance, if you weigh 150 pounds, that's half of that is 75 ounces is what you should be drinking every day. Every day, not weekly. Every day. We're not talking about water. We're not talking about soda. And we're not talking about coffee or tea to be in place of your consuming the correct amount of water. Your consumption of the water should be water only. Not mixed with anything, You can put a little lemon in there if you want to have a little different taste, or you can put lime in the water. That's okay, but soda is not a substitution for water, so please understand that. And make sure that your children are doing the same. See, if your children weigh 70 pounds, well, they should be drinking 35 ounces of water. Half of 70 is 35. So I'm making it easy, but, of course, you know whatever the weight is of your children, you divide that by 2. That's how many ounces of water that your child should be consuming or your children should be consuming every day on a daily basis, okay? All questions or... sometimes, I would like to just encourage you that when you listen to the segment, it might be good to listen to it more than once. I often listen to, I have teaching tapes that I listen to, and I listen to them over and over and over again. And sometimes I listen to them, I could say at least 10 times, and I say, and I hear something for the first time, and I'm like, God, you know I will listen to that. How come I did not hear that when I listened to it before? So you always miss something. If you just say, well, I'm going to listen to it one time, and then you don't go back and listen to it again. So I encourage you to listen to these segments more than once. These are tutorials. So they're set up in a manner by which you can listen to each podcast more than once. They're available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So hopefully you will take advantage of that, and you can listen to them while you're in your driving, while you're driving. You can listen to them while you're in bed, getting ready to go to sleep, allow them to put you to sleep. And so there are many different ways. Since it's available 24 hours, you can kind of set your own pace as to how you would like to listen to these tutorials. And I try to make them in a simplified manner. Every now and then I'll use a big word, and I'll try to remember to come back and give the definition, define that word so that if whoever is listening, I want it to be in a simplified manner, so whoever's listening, they will be able to understand every word that I say on these episodes. Okay? So the next thing that we will go to is our business tip. Remember the health tip? We're coming up on the Christmas holidays, and we'll have eggnog and all these other things that you can drink, apple cider. And sometimes we get carried away and we drink all this stuff and we forget about the consuming of water. So please remember to consume enough water over these holidays. Business tip is also kind of directed toward holidays. Let 2015 Christmas holidays, New Year's holidays be the first to let you walk in the love of God with everyone you come in contact with. Challenge yourself to do that. You can do it. You can do it, especially if you're a Christian. You can do this. If you are a believer and you've been going to church for years and years and years, there is no Christian that's going to church, that have been in church for years and years and years, and still talking about people and gossiping and, oh, she just thinks she's so this and that and that and this. We should not be doing it. Okay, let this be the first time that we come. We come together. We're not on the phone talking with our favorite relative about another relative. Let this be the first year that you really walk in love with everybody, all relatives. Everything that happened in the past is in the past. You say, but you don't know my relative. I got relatives that's horrible. No. We're going to talk more about this as we come up on the holidays. The holidays are coming up. We are trying to win as many souls as possible. We are in the place where we're now in the last days. We would like to get these relatives that we have, unsaved relatives, and we are praying that for God to send a laborer after them. That's how you pray for someone to be saved that's not saved. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. God, send someone after that. For you know who they will listen to. Send the laborer after my cousin or my aunt or my brother or my sister. That's how we pray for someone to be saved. We don't say, God, save this person. That's not going to be answered because that's not in the Bible. We have to use the words that's in the Bible to pray. Even though we have a lot of people that are praying, and they're praying all kinds of words and things, and they're not praying according to the Bible, using the words and the scriptures that's in the Bible. That's how we pray and get our prayers answered. Okay? Okay, so if you have someone in your family that's just been getting on your nerves over and over and over again, this is a new day. Someone has spoken to you, they're related to you, and they've hurt you. They've said words that hurt you, and you know you just can't stand them. This is a new beginning. 2015 is a new beginning. This is the year that you're going to start talking to them. Even if you just call them and say, hey, I just want you to know I love you. We're going to forget about whatever happened in the past. That doesn't matter. Jesus loves you. I love you. That's all I have to say, and I'm going to talk to you later. And hang up and get off the phone. You don't have to talk 15 hours, and you don't have to be hanging out with them. I'm not talking about people who have hurt you and you say, well, No, you don't have to be friends with them. But you can reach out that arm of love. You can do that. Even if it's an ex-husband or an ex-wife. And you say, well, you don't know what they did to me. They cheated on me time after time after time after promising me they would never do it again, and they did it over and over and over. That's not what this is about. It's about walking in the love of God, forgiving persons who have harmed you, walking in the love of God. Well, I'm the one that always do the calling. They never call me. Walking in the love of God. I gave them $1,000, and they promised, they knew I needed that money, and they never gave it back to me. Walking in the love of God. Don't let the devil stop you from getting the blessings that's due you. Whether you male or female, God loves his daughters and he loves his sons. So don't let the devil stop you from getting what belongs to you. This is the business tip that I am sharing with you. We're coming up on the holiday season, and we don't think about giving love. We think about money. What kind of gift am I going to get? Give the gift of love. Give the gift of love. And love is not necessarily based on giving a gift. Now, I'm not saying don't donate to ministries or help with the shelters. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sometimes people say, well, I can show my love by giving a gift. No, sometimes you do the best thing by showing your love with just showing love. Telling a person you love them and acting like it, not by buying gifts or giving money. A lot of parents do that, and the kids say, well, they don't love me. They give me all these things. Things cannot take the place of love. And a lot of persons have not been taught how to love, so that's why I'm talking about this today. Because we hear things and we see things. The commercials are going to be jam-packed with gifts that you can give each other. To give the gift of love. I mean, you can give somebody a gift, but give them the gift of love. Let them know that you love them. You're never at home. You don't have time. You don't go to the baseball games or the soccer games or whatever games the kids are playing. Give the gift of love. Give the gift of love. Spend time with your family if you are a father or mother. Well, my kids don't like me. I know they don't like me. My wife has told them, don't speak to me. Well, you call, pick up the telephone. And you say, I'm just calling, because now that kids have their own phone nowadays. So see if you can get their numbers and give them a call and say, you know what? I just want you to know that I love you. Doesn't matter what, even if you were divorced. You say, I know you and your mother and I, we weren't able to work out our differences, but I do want you to know I love you. We got so many kids who are suffering and on this day, and especially they grow up to be adults and they still suffer. Because they always thought that, well, you know, my dad left home and my parents divorced and he's ever called, and they just thought that he didn't love. Give the gift of love. Give the gift of love. You're showing that you can walk in love, the love of God. We all want God to love us. Everybody wants God to love us, and he does. But we have not been taught how to walk in love, the love walk. Remember, the love walk is not giving gifts. It's not giving money. But you can do those things, but I'm saying not by itself. You've got to give of yourself. Give the gift of love. The gift of love is saying something to somebody that it may be hard to say that. I haven't talked to my kids in 10 years. This may be the first time to break the ice and do it. You never know. A kid may be waiting. They may have been praying all these years. I want my daddy to talk to me. I want my daddy to call and say hi. Or I want my mother to say something. I've been living with my dad, and my dad raised me, and my mother, why did she not love me? Call that child. How do you know they're going to forgive you? You worry about that later. Call the child and give the gift of love. Or call the mother. My mother just made me just got on my last nerve, and I said I would never speak to her again. Call your mother. There are people who suffer because the parents die, and they never get a chance to say, have that word to bring closure. Call the parent. I don't care where they are or how much you've had in the past. The past is behind you. Forgetting those things that are behind you is speaking of things that are in front of you. Press forward. Make the call in love. And don't get in an argument and say, and they may say something that you don't like. You are supposed to be the bigger person. You are the Christian. So don't say, that's why I haven't called you in all these years, because you just get on my neck. No. You're going to leave that out. You're not going to say that. Listen. Practice. Practice before you make that call. Think of all the ugly things that could be said, and you're going to have to ignore it, swallow it, get over it. So the devil's going to be waiting for you right as you make that call. He's going to be waiting for you. And he will try to have something said to make you angry. But don't listen to him, okay? And we will do a whole segment on that. While I am talking, I will just switch over to our topic for today, which is God loves his daughter. The love of God is available for every human being on this earth. When mistakes are made by males or females, this does not stop God from projecting his love to all mankind. It does not matter how many times you mess up, curse someone, fight, do drugs, or even commit murder. You are still eligible to receive God's love. He loves you unconditionally, and he wants us to do the same, to walk in agape love, which is unconditional love. This holiday, many people in our family and household will need us to step up and operate in agape love, unconditional love. There are many females out there who don't even look in the mirror because they think that they're horrible, or they think they're fat because people have said ugly things about them. Females, I just want you to know that you are strong. God made you all to be strong. He made you, and the reason he said that you are going to be the helpmeet in the book of Genesis, because he knew that you would be stronger than the man. He knew that, but the devil knows that too. So he does everything that he tries, everything within his power, to try to whisper in your ear and make you think that you're not strong. That's not true. If you anticipate getting married to God's special man for you, God knew you before you were in the belly of your mother's womb. Remember that scripture? So he already knows who your husband is if you just seek his face. That's why we do Matthew 6:33. So you seek his face. Seek first the kingdom of God so he can tell you who that special man is for you. But if you never seek his face, you'll never know. You'll listen to these emails that you may get. Call us, and we will give you the perfect mate. They cannot give you a mate better than God can. Only God can give you a perfect mate. They cannot. He will give you the perfect mate for you. I mean, there are no perfect people walking on this earth that I know of. But God will give you somebody who will love you. You don't have to be worried about whether or not they're loving you, they're cheating on you. God has that person for you if we seek his face. That's all he wants us to do. Remember the book of Esther? When Esther was being prepared for the king, and she had to prepare for a year she was prepared for a year before she was even able to come before the king. And that's what we have to do. God wants us to prepare ourselves for. You say, well, I'm ready to get married. Prepare yourself. Well, your husband. Prepare yourself. I'm ready to get married. I want to get married. My biological clock is ticking. But if you're not ready, he's not going to bring you that perfect person. Like, you can go out and find your own. And you might not want to do that because it might be somebody that you really don't want to be with. So do it his way. He knows who you want to be with. So do it his way, okay? And when we say seek first the kingdom of God, look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And sometimes we forget that this scripture is in the Bible. This book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate therein day and night, and that we may observe to do according to all that is written therein. And then we shall make our way prosperous, and then we shall have good success. If we meditate on the word and get in the word and use God's word, what does it say? We will make our way prosperous, and then we will have good success. Why is it that Christians don't want to read the Bible on a daily basis? I'm not talking about just on Sunday and when you go to Bible study, 7 days a week. And I'm not talking about sometimes you get these little things in your email, or you have a daily bread. That's not the Bible. That's, written, and people add their own stuff to it. I'm talking about reading the Bible, God's word. God wants you to read his word. Okay, read his word first. Get acclimate yourself. Get used to reading God's word first. And then we can go and read other things. But we read everything. We'll go and talk about somebody come out with a book. Girl, have you read this book? Such and such and such a book? Listen, I don't want to hear about nobody's book until I've read that Bible. Read the Bible first. All the way through, from cover to cover, before we read other people's books. Okay? That's important. We get so wrapped up in this and this and that and that, and we got, what's the book of this month? What book are we going to read this month? We done read 15 books and have not read the Bible from cover to cover. That's a shame. And that's the book that's our lifeline. That's our lifeline. That's the book, the law, our law that we should be following. Especially the New Testament. We're in the New Testament dispensation of the New Testament, the grace of God. And we need to be learning about God's grace. That's why we have women that are not looking in the mirror. We have women that are being abused, domestic violence. They won't get in the word. And find out, and it's going to tell you, if you ask the Holy Spirit, tell me how to prepare myself before I get married, when you even go out on a date. Something you shouldn't, don't go out on a date and looking at what the man, he's driving a Benz, and that Benz is big. Listen, don't go by that. Ooh, he took me to this restaurant, he must have spent $100. But can I tell you something? That doesn't mean it. That's not showing love. Okay, do you really want somebody spending $100 on you on eating? I don't want to eat $100 worth of food. I mean, what I'm saying, I'm not saying don't go to a nice restaurant and spend, but I'm saying to you, God gives us wisdom. We got to use wisdom in what we do, okay? Okay, and we're going to be talking about this over and over and over again because we want women to love themselves. We want men to love themselves. We don't want anybody to commit suicide. Listen, we're coming up on the suicidal day. Every time we come to the three great holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, that's the season for suicide. We don't want you thinking about suicide. We want you to know how beautiful you are. You are beautiful. I don't care who's told you anything else different. You're beautiful. And if anybody tells you anything different, don't listen. You are beautiful. You must know that. If you get in this word, you will find out how beautiful you are. You are a Proverbs 31 woman. Okay? You don't need to be going around sleeping around with everybody because they tell, if you love me, you'll go to bed with me. Look, if you love me, you'll put a ring on my finger before you ask me to go to bed. That's how you respond to that. When somebody makes you a statement, if somebody makes a statement to you that says, if you love me, you will sleep with me, then you turn around and say to them, if you love me, you will put a ring on my finger before I sleep with you. There are women in the world that's left that are not having sex before they get married. In case you say, well, there's nobody doing that anymore. No, yes, they are. I know someone who got married about a year ago who did that, and I know someone who I just talked to not so too long ago, and they're over 25. I think she said 30, 31 or something like that. And she said, I'm still waiting, and I am going to continue to wait. I said, go ahead on, girl. I'm very proud of you. And she's not gay. So, you know, don't say, well, she must be gay. No, she's not gay. She's waiting. And there are people, and there are groups. There are groups of women. We don't hear about that, and we don't hear about it from the pulpit. There are groups of women who've gotten together and said that we're going to be virgins until we, the young ladies, most of them, the young ladies, and we're going to be virgins until we get married. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's not impossible. Father, we want to thank you for bringing us together on this day to talk about your word, to keep us connected, and to talk about the love of God. We know that the love of God is very important. We want to keep you first and foremost through our mind. We want to walk in love no matter who it is, with everybody we come in contact with, even those that have hurt us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing us how to do this. We declare that this will be the first year that we have a new beginning in the love walk. We're going this 2015 going into 2016 will be that new year. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that anyone that's listening, if they've been hurt by a relative or by a spouse or by an adult child, we want to declare that they are healed. Those wounds are healed. This is the Christmas that will bring about healing to anyone who's suffering from anything that's been said out of the way or made them feel like they're nothing and made them feel like they want to kill themselves. That shall not happen, Father, because this is the best time of the year for us to walk in the love walk, and we want to show love as much as possible. I want to say to my listening audience, I want to thank you for joining me and listening on today. And I just want to thank each of you. I am just so happy. We have two diehard followers, people that follow us, but over since April, I mean, I will probably do a short segment on that. Since April of 2015, we have over 1,200 people that have chimed in and listened to our segment. And I say that because I know that I've been listening. I always listen to my own, and sometimes I listen to them more than once. So I'll give myself maybe, it's actually over 1,300, but I subtract about 100 of those counts. And I don't know if they count mine or not, but I thank each and every one of you who have been listening. And it's really nice. And sometimes people listen to the profile, and they, you know, don't go further. But most of the time, we have, like I said, we're actually, I'm looking at 1,364 persons that have listened to our segment. So I'm really happy about that. So thank you, Father. I just pray for our listening audience. I pray for healing. We bring closure. Thank you that we forget those things that are behind and heal only in the process and give love, the love of God. We pray that, Father, for everyone who is listening on today, and we thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your guidance. And thank you for just loving us no matter how many mistakes we make. We pray that in the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, amen.